that Saratoga win was good. I think it got a little bit of a form boost out in America since then, and the horse ran well in the Grade One since. Tempo was good and strong in that Saratoga Derby, so we think it might be something similar in the Cox Plate. Since then, he's done really well, came home from America, and he's only had two runs this year, so he'd be entitled. He's not a horse that's been over race this year, so whether he's improved or not, we're not sure, and you won't know until he gets to the Cox Plate, but so far, so good with him here anyway.
That's Mark Powell, the stable representative for Joseph O'Brien on State of Rest, who's contending the Cox Plate on Saturday. That's on Andrew Bensley's program earlier this morning. So 10 to run in the Cox Plate. It's a really interesting mix. Is Zaki's the favourite, drawn barrier 6. Very Elegance, the reigning horse of the year in 9. Animos, the Caulfield Guineas winner, has drawn the outside gate in 10. And State of Rest, the most interesting of the international runners, in barrier 8. The legendary Ladbrokes Cox Plate, Australia's best race. Moonee Valley's chief executive is Michael Brow. Michael, great to have you on the program.
Jared, good morning.
How's it come together in your eyes?
Been an interesting build-up over the past 72 hours. Of course, we had the unfortunate demise here Saturday morning of last year's winner, Sir Dragonet, which was devastating for all concerned. And then, of course, we've had breakfast with the best here at the track this morning. We had 11 final acceptors for the 2021 Ladbrokes Cox Plate, and the committee has settled on a final field of 10 after leaving out the Japanese galloper, Kian Nautique.
What was the rationale there?
Yeah, went back through his form, hadn't won a race since his three-year-old season, so over 3 years since the horse had won. He'd had a few starts here in Australia. The best finish he had was a couple of fourths. So we thought his form wasn't deserving of a spot in the final field for the Cox Plate. He is, of course, nominated for the Crystal Mile here on Saturday, and a question mark at this stage whether Matthew Smith sends the horse down to Melbourne.
What do you make of the mix that you've got? So a couple of terrific three-year-olds through the Guineas, the horse of the year, the Spruik horse, Zaki, a bit of international form, the Doncaster. So in your 10, you've got a pretty rich mix.
I love how the fields come together. The form lines have come from many different directions. I love having the 2 3-year-olds in here, 1-2 in the Caulfield Guineas. Animo shows that he could be something quite special. His defeat up in Sydney before he came down for the Caulfield Guineas, you know, the pattern on the day probably wasn't suited. He came off a slight setback. I'm expecting a huge run from him here on Saturday. His 2 gallops Saturday and again the morning have been terrific. Captive Ant's a cracking colt, a very special looking horse, and he got around the track well both days. And then, of course, Zaki coming back off a flat run at Caulfield, in the Caulfield Stakes there. Very Elegant. She was flat at Flemington, but Chris is happy with where she's at coming into it. And even Moonga, like, he's a $17 chance. He's a Guineas winner back in the autumn. He won the Group 1 first up. I'd be expecting him to put in a huge run as well.
Tell me this, when you heard last Sunday the announcement that we're coming out of lockdown on Friday, did you ring the racing minister and ask, is there any chance we're going to have anyone on track?
Yeah, I did have a conversation with Martin Pakula Sunday, and I've had conversations following up with one of his key advisors since then. At this stage, it's looking like a race course classification is different to hospitality, which is pubs, clubs, restaurants and the like. We'll have a final answer by close of business today, but I would be thinking that highly unlikely we'll be able to welcome spectators on course this weekend.
Did you pitch a concept at all, Michael, or just the exploratory? Could we be graded as outdoor dining and the like?
Yeah, well, it's, as I said, the race course or stadium classification under the event framework, it is very specific.
Yeah.
And that's where we get to 80%. Fully vaccinated, we can have crowds of up to 5,000 with little restrictions in place. Flemington, I think, are chasing, if you like, a trial now to get people in on Derby Day, now that 80% date looks like it's coming forward to October 30.
Yep.
But sadly, I think with the way the restrictions are currently structured, we're going to miss out by a week.
Yeah, unlucky. Michael, Friday night, 13 in the Manikato. Now, this is the 5th year of the Everest, and you will have been able to measure the impact that the slot race has on a Group One race. What's your current thinking about what would typically have been in the Manicato as against what is now?
I think the pitch is clear. Fifth year of the Everest, and you would say this is the weakest field on paper that we've seen for the Ladbrokes Manicato. The interesting thing with the Everest is that the date does shuffle depending on when the NRL Grand Final is. And when you have the 6 day backup from an Everest into the Manicato, the field is significantly impacted. When it switches back to 2 weeks after the Moya, 2 weeks before the Manicato, we might see some of those horses coming through. But the depth in the sprinting ranks isn't where it was a couple of years ago. You saw a couple of those last slots that were filled for the Everest didn't have what you would call genuine Group 1 horses. So it's disappointing that we've ended up with, if you like, a weaker Manicato stakes on paper. It's a fairly even field. I think it'll be $5 the field here on Friday night. We've got Sava 2XL is a good woodwinner coming through, but I'd be interested to see which horse can step up and then, of course, progress on to a daily stakes at Flemington.
Michael, the very best of luck with it. We'll all be watching from afar.
Terrific. Thanks, Jared.
Good on you. Michael Brower, the Chief Executive of Moonee Valley, the legendary Ladbrokes Cox Plate, Australia's best race, Saturday, October 23 at the Valley. Visit coxplate.com.au.